This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Bringing this bill is that I believe after 9 years it is time to increase this exemption by a very moderate amount. Last year, in the midst of the debate over Senate Bill 1, the comprehensive proposal to deal with funding roads in our state, I brought House Bill 1200. It would have raised the exemption to $5,000. At that time, the House Tax Committee indicated that such a measure was far too large, but that a more moderate proposal that would mirror the rate of inflation would perhaps be acceptable. That is the reason I am bringing this bill to you for this amount at this time. A $300 increase in this exemption would be an increase of 13.6% over a nine-year period. That is an increase of only 1.5% each year, which is generally below the rate of inflation for each year, even though this last year the rate of inflation was only 0.3%. In total, the rate of inflation over the last 9 years has been 16.4%, and those figures come from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So the point I'm trying to make here is that the increase in the exemption that I'm bringing, which is representative of it's a 13.6% increase in the exemption on a percentage basis, is actually a little bit less than the rate of inflation, which over the last 9 years has been 16.4%. We now have our state funding program in place, and the federal government has finally passed a program for roads that will be in effect for the next number of years. We now have stability in our highway funding programs. Now is the time to pass this exemption increase to help those who are the most needy in our society. Cars are a necessity in our rural society. And in the, just as an aside, in the district that I represent, again, south of Sioux Falls, pretty much everybody has to drive. There is no real bus service or anything like that at all. This bill will only decrease the state highway revenue by $257,662. I'll repeat that figure. This bill will only decrease the state highway revenue by $257,662, approximately a quarter of $1 million. Now, with the increase in the excise tax in the last that was passed in Senate Bill 1, we have already generated $18 million increase for highways in our state since that bill was passed. And this $250,000 approximately increase in the exemption represents approximately a 2.4% decrease in the increase of the excise tax. And if you have questions, I'll be happy to explain that to you. This figure, again, was graciously provided to me by the Department of Revenue Department of the Division of Motor Vehicles. I would also like to mention to you at this time, to be totally transparent, that the only opposition to this bill in a formalized way has come from some county treasurers in our state. And their opposition was that if we are going to increase the exemption for cars, which they had no opposition to, they also asked me to raise the exemption for boats over 11 years old to the same amount of $2,500. And that, it was totally done to, they wanted to keep standardize their procedures. They said that they would do that, it would make their job as county treasurers much easier. They have requested this to maintain standardization of these exemptions and to make their job easier. Now, that is not in this bill, but I wanted to be absolutely transparent with you. That bill has also been filed, and if it gets through the House portion, it might also come here. So I didn't want to give you anyway, try to be a trick you or anything to think there's another bill coming, because there is one. To minimize their potential opposition to this necessary and needed adjustment, I have agreed to do this, but that was never part of my motivation in bringing this bill forward. Again, our state can well afford to help some of the most economically deprived citizens and residents of our state. And by the way, the loss of revenue that would come from the boat exemption, which you might see as well, would be $6,540-some. So we're talking about a very, very small amount of money that would come because of the if that bill would also be passed. Again, I'd just like to say that this exemption, let's go back, and I just wanted to make sure you understood that. Again, this figure of $257,662 was graciously provided to me by the Revenue Department of the Division of Motor Vehicles. Again, this exemption was last changed in 2007, 9 years ago. At that time, it was raised by $700. I would urge you to support this moderate and financially manageable adjustment that's designed to help the most needy in our society. And this proposal, to the best of my knowledge, unless somebody jumps up, it was not opposed by the Transportation Department or the Revenue Department when this bill went through the House. So I'd encourage your support for House Bill 1098. Thank you very much. I'll stand by for any questions you might have.
Thank you, Representative Boland. Are there any questions of Representative Boland? Are there any other proponents? House Bill 1098. Any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Senate Bill 1098. Any opponents? No rebuttal. We'll close it to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move due pass on House Bill 1098.
Second.
It's moved by Senator Frerichs, seconded by Senator Feagin, due pass on House Bill 1098. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Frerichs.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first off, thanks to my friend and obviously a true statesman, Representative Boland, for bringing an issue that needs to get worked through. And we all know what it took to pass the highway funding bill last year, and as he mentioned, we're pretty fortunate here now in South Dakota to not only have state increased funding for roads, but also federal money that has come in. So we will see the investments being made, and yet at the same time, we need to look out for those that are on the lower end of the spectrum, that we should look for ways to give a little relief to them. And so I think this makes logical sense that we increase that threshold, because we can also look to how some of these transfers may happen, with whether it's between individual parties to other individual parties. I mean, all that's required is some type of a bill of sale. And so we want to keep things as honest as possible in those transactions. And by having a little bit more realistic number for that threshold makes sense. So I encourage support.
Thank you, Senator Frerichs. Is there any other comment on the motion? We have a motion to pass on House Bill 1098. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Ewing?
Aye.
Feagin?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Greenfield is excused. Monroe?
Aye. Unanimous vote. Senate Bill, House Bill 1098 goes to the Senate floor. Do pass. What's going on here? Everybody's laughing.
Nothing. Sir?
Do we have another motion? Senator Ewing?
Move to the consent calendar.
Second.
Moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Hager.
I'll respectfully disagree.
Squashed by Senator Frerichs. So, Senate Bill 1098 will go to the Senate floor. Do pass.
She'll do a good job pitching it. I'm going to ask questions.
So no consent.
Is there any other discussion to come before the committee?
The votes done?
No. Do we have you scheduled for Wednesday? Did I ever get that?
No, we didn't make it. Oh, yes, we did. We were going to do those two that were deferred.
I'll give you my
Chair will entertain a motion for anything else you want to do here, or we can adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Move by Senator Ewing.
Second.
Second by Senator Frakes to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Meeting's adjourned.